Hi, you guys. Welcome back. This is Only the Guilty Gets Offended podcast. This is Kwa. I apologize for the first episode getting cut off when it did. I was not aware that we were only allotted a certain period of time, which is 1 hour. So we're going to jump right in it and we're going to just get started so we could get this message out. And here we go. I have Ricky here with me once again. And today we're going to be talking about communication. Ricky had this great idea yesterday after we did our last podcast about talking about communication. And at the time that he told me that I'm like, okay, we could do that. But I wasn't really sure what angle I kind of wanted to come at it. What angle I wanted to come at it from. So, you know, I had to go and, do my work, talk to God and do all of that. And yeah, so here we are. Now, communication. There's so many ways that we can tackle this with so many ways. But one of the ways where I wanted to start, which I think is most important, is the communication we have with ourselves.
Oh, come on.
And I want to start with the communication we have with ourselves, because the way we communicate with ourselves really gives us the information about what we're thinking about. And I believe that how you talk to yourself is what you believe about yourself. So if we think negative things and we talk to ourselves negatively, what do you think you're going to feel about yourself? So the importance of communicating to yourself and making sure and being mindful of when you talk to yourself, the same way you can say, you know, you got to treat others kind and, you know, be nice to others and all of this stuff. We say that, but then we go and kill ourselves in our head. We say we're going to fail. We don't have this. We don't have that. And we say we're not good enough. We don't believe we're good enough. We're constantly always doubting ourselves and always finding a reason to talk us out of doing something. And so with this communication, I feel like, especially with, you know, with everything that's going on in the world and, you know, social media, you know, we have a lot of, you know, you can get in a place where you always almost kind of like constantly comparing yourself to other people. And when you get in that place of comparison, you kind of discredit your own journey and where you're at, because no one, you can't compare because you're individual. And I think that our communication with ourselves, we need to check that. Like, we really do. What you think, Ricky?
I think it starts with loving yourself, and I'm going through that too right now. Like, I'm trying to say nice things about myself. I'm trying to encourage myself to, like, okay, so I was watching this video on the internet, and this guy, he was saying, like what you said, you have to continually pour positive thoughts into yourself. Like, you just can't say one day, okay, well, I'm good at this, or other than another day it's like, okay, I like to do this, or other people think this, or that. It's a constant practice. It's just like, for example, even when other people say bad things about you, oh, you're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid, you're this, you're that. If you hear that enough,
You'll start to believe it.
And it's so funny because, like, I remember going through that, you know, firsthand with, you know, coming out of the closet. Like, when I was, you know, as I'm, you know, reaching deep and I'm digging and I'm healing, and it's like, I remember, and, like, I had a moment when I was, like, 10 years old. I had to ask myself, I was like, am I gay? I mean, granted, at the time, you know, I like girls, it's funny saying that now, but I was like, I wasn't feeling like I needed to, like, I wasn't feeling like, oh, I needed to, how can I say, like, based on what everybody else was saying, like, I was questioning what my beliefs were. Like, right. I didn't believe in myself. Right. I wasn't trusting my gut. And that's because, like, and even though I didn't really feel, like, bullied, and, like, I didn't fit, I was getting bullied. And and some, even though I stuck up for myself and I defended myself, like hearing that every day. And now, mind you, like, yeah, I got a lot of mouths and I got comebacks, and I've been like that my whole life, but I was 7,
right?
8. I was a kid,
right?
Like, so I can't act like that. And then when you start to question yourself, and those, you hear those voices in your head, like, that just happened one time. Okay, that first time it happened, you think about it. Do you come up with the answer? I don't know. The kids, they still talk about you. So now that you're starting to think about your thought, it comes up every single time.
Right. No, I totally agree. And, like, I feel like that a part of the reason why I've been able to live my life differently and from a different perspective is because of the fact that this year I really was intentional about the way that I communicated with myself. I had a habit of always being able to speak life into other people, but when it came to being able to speak life into myself, the honest belief is that I wasn't deserving of the same grace that I extended to everyone else.
Exactly.
So that is something that I really, really, really spent a lot of time doing, and it just healed me so much. And honestly, like, reading the Bible, like, I just have to say it, like, reading the Bible and reading how God feels about me and how he created me and the promises that he has for me and on my life, that, like, reading it more and more every day, my belief started to change, and I actually am starting to believe what he says about me. And it's being exhibited in what I do. And that's what I, you know, kind of was saying about, you know, as you get closer to God, your faith will increase, and you will begin to flourish. And so I definitely feel like that I was very hard on myself. I was mean to myself. Like, it was bad. And I wasn't aware of how bad I talked to myself until I started to actually pay attention to what was I feeding myself. Why was I feeling the way I felt? And it was because of what I thought about myself and how I was talking to myself. So I changed that. And, you know, and you got to hype yourself, because it's not always a guarantee that people going to be supportive of you. You got to clap for yourself. You got to give yourself the validation. You can't be dependent on other people for that validation, because you may never get it. You may never get it. I've been on this journey talking about self-love and healing for years, and no one was on the same type of tipping as me. But every day I see more and more how more, like, people are becoming curious about purpose and life and healing and trauma and what they've been through and why they're here. We're trying to figure it out. People are curious, like the time is really now.
Yeah, I feel like I had a similar experience with deserving. You know, because I'm the same way. Like, I feel like I'm very forgiving. Like, now, granted, I don't put up with a lot of nonsense to begin with, but, you know, the things that I do decide to entertain, you know, when people do me wrong, or, like, I think I'm pretty forgiving, and where it's like, you know, I remember you did this, but, you know, it's okay. I'm also learning that, like, sometimes when people do you wrong, it's not about you.
Right.
You can't.
It's where they coming from. A lot of the times, it don't. The majority of the time, it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And I think that I learned that, and I actually learned that by reading the Four Agreements, where he said something about don't take anything personal. And when I adapted that principle into my life, like, I begin to kind of look at people and how they acted towards me as if it really doesn't have anything to do with me. It's them, and it's from where they coming from. So when you don't take everything personal, like, life just gets easy. Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Life just be easy, because you ain't even worried about it. You're really unbothered.
Yeah.
So, and I just believe, like, how you said, you guys, we on limited time today because we don't have, so I'm just letting y'all know we jumping in. So exactly what you said, how when you was a child, you battled those thoughts and those feelings and those things that people were saying to you. And I had some of the same things with me. I always share with you my experience. I was bullied when I was a kid. Like, you know, like I was bullied and, you know, and I wasn't like you. I didn't always speak up for myself. I actually didn't. Like, I didn't want to fight. Like, I didn't want to be confrontational. But, though it doesn't mean that my feelings weren't hurt, and I started, and I actually did start to believe those things that people said about me, or oh, she thinks she cute, or who she thinks she is, and you know, I had long hair, and it took me a very long time to even accept that I was a beautiful woman, because I felt like that me accepting that would be taken away from someone else, and that was only doing a disservice to myself, like, you know. And now that I know that now, and but I want to say, like, the point of what I'm saying about people when they speak and they communicate with you, I just want each and every one of y'all who listening to be mindful of how, not only how you talk to other people, but how you talk to yourself. Extend that same love to yourself. It's all a part of loving yourself, how you talk to yourself. Because I was on a journey to love myself, but I didn't realize what, like, that talking to myself was a part of that, you know, because we think, oh, loving yourself, you don't let nobody treat you like da 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 da, whatever, whatever. But loving yourself honestly has nothing to do with nobody on the outside. It's exactly. Strictly internal.
Because if you do all of the things that you're supposed to do for you, then you're not going to have to worry
about yes.
people
yes.
treating you like this, because
it's, yes.
when you walk into the room, when you step, people are going to know. Now, granted, you're always going to have the, you know, the outlier, the people who just, they, who don't get it, you know, and they're going to try you, but non-factor.
Hello.
Know, the majority of the people who matter, they're going to see you and they're going to understand.
Yes, the people who matter, like, are going to see you, they're going to value you. They're going to, your people are going to be for you. So, like I said, to say those people who were trying to kill us with their words, they didn't, because y'all may have temporarily paralyzed us. However,
I'm still here.
Hello. Hello.
I'm still here.
And so, to the listeners, how you speak to someone, you have so much power in your tongue. You have the, like, I believe you have the ability to speak life into someone or to kill them with your tongue, depending on what you say. Like, words, they say, oh, what, you know, words don't mean anything. What's the little saying they used to say when we was kids?
Yeah, sticks and stones.
I'm sorry, but words be hurting me. I don't know about nobody else. They hurt me. So and you know, and I have to just be honest, like, it's some things that some people have said to me that, like, really, like,
still sit with me today.
Yes, for real, for
still
real.
Sit with me today. And like, even on them days, and on them days where I'm not feeling myself, and I'm not, you start to, all of those things start coming back up. You know, are you good enough? Like, can you do it? You know, even like what we were talking about yesterday on the podcast. Do I have the credentials? Do I have
right.
the taste? You know, all of those. You start to question yourself.
Right.
And see, and then that's that fear creeping in.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
And then what I'm trying to do is, everything that I'm afraid of, or at least, you know, in stages, you know, I got a list, but you just do it. Just attack it.
Right.
You know?
And
because like what you said, it's like, you can plan and you can think that everything gonna go however you want to go, but it never goes like that.
It really doesn't.
So you just have to attack it full on, and you know the people who understand. And the thing is like, if you're not coming from a place of, you know, malice, you know, you coming from a place of love, when you attack that fear, if whoever or whatever, if they can't receive that, that they're not for you.
Right. So remember, we was talking about how, like, you know, with me and like my communication style, and how, like, you know, we did the test and words of affirmation was one of, you know, my high scores for my love language. It's a book, you guys. It's called Love Languages. And, you know, you get to kind of see how you communicate love. And there are five different love languages, and words of affirmation is my number one, and it's very important. And I even remember on my high school yearbook, like, my high school yearbook quote was, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the lips speak it." And that's saying something, like, I believe what's really in your heart, you speak it. And it reveals your truth. And that's why I like to really be mindful of the things that I say, because I don't ever want to crush anybody. You know, like, I had a conversation, you know, with my son's father the other day or whatever, and we was talking about something, and I said something to him, but when I said it, I looked at him, and, you know, and the energy just changed, and I was like, I hurt his feelings. Like, I felt that. And I knew it was because of what I had said. And, you know, we ended up hanging up the phone. But when I, you know, when I had seen him that night or whatever, and I said to him, like, I really had to get humble and apologize. And I said, you know, I'm not ever trying to crush, you know, what you're saying, or, you know, kill what it, da, 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 da. But I said, I love you. I said, I only want you to be great, you know? So me doing that, it wasn't to crush your feelings or whatever. I want you to dream big. I want you to go harder. I want you to aim higher. Like, right. I'm not trying to crush you. I want you to push yourself. Like, I want you to want more. And I'm going to speak life into you at all times. Right. And I'm also going to be able to listen too. And I have to,
and
like,
if you,
I
wasn't listening, you wouldn't have known, and you wouldn't have been able to feel that he was hurt. Like, he didn't.
Yes,
say
yes.
And y'all was over the phone. Y'all
yes,
was over the phone. He wasn't even looking at him. Y'all
right, right.
So, listening.
It's listening too. Listening is a major part of communication, and I
that's,
think
and that's like, and that even speaks to body language. Even though you were over the phone, like, you know, the lips were moving, the tone of your voice, when that shifted, it's like, okay, you know, that's communication that you can't speak.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. And it's and that was important, and, you know, for him to know that I love him, and that nothing that I was saying when I was speaking to him in that moment was coming from a place, you know, of malice or a place of ill intention or anything like that. So I had to check myself, because I don't want to create disconnection between me and my loved ones, you know? So I have to be mindful as well. And what do I say all the time? Like, even when I be feeling those moments, like, how he reassures me, and, like, and it brings me back, like, just off having a conversation, like, the clarity and the reassurance that you gain. And I think that it's important to have that. And I feel that as our communication grows in our relationship, I begin to love him more, because it's just a great thing. It is.
Yes, that's amazing. I'm so glad, because, like, I remember, like, you know, when it was, you know, when it was hard for you to be like, yo, this pisses me off. Like, you know, because you didn't want to make him upset.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, and I remember, so, like, that's all right. That's,
and
that's
everything that I thought was going to happen did not happen. Like, 100% supportive, like, all the time. Like, I can't ask, like, it's just, yeah. It's nothing like I thought it was going to be. And, you know, it's just great. Like, it's just great. It's good. But, so, I wanted to talk about, you know, I wanted to talk about what we spoke about yesterday, and how you said that what you love is the fact that I said that your relationship with God is yours. And
right.
I added that on the list of things that we're going to talk about. You know, we want to talk about communicating with ourselves, but communicating with God. God is constantly in communication with us at all times. But it's up to us to remain connected so we can receive what it is that he's trying to tell us.
Right. It's like you say this all the time. It's like, and, you know, I'm going to get there, but you, like, God told me. And I'm like, when he sent you a letter in the mail,
right. But it's like,
I did have a few moments where it's just like, you know, when you think, when you're like, you know, at peace and you're just having a moment and you're in your thoughts and it's like, you know, you're having all of these questions, you're thinking about your like what you need to do, and then all of a sudden you just get all of the answers and you'd be like, oh, okay,
that's wisdom, and that's God, that's Holy Spirit providing wisdom. It's all knowing, it knows everything. Sometimes I could be having a conversation with somebody and I tell you all the time, Ricky, I don't even know where that came from. I don't know, but but it's coming through me, and it came from him, because I don't know what I'm saying. And I think that I'm learning to rely on that a lot more, because when the Holy Spirit worked through you, it's unexplainable. Like, it's supernatural and it's magical, and it just can't be explained. And yeah, I believe
I feel like I didn't get that at first, but I definitely get that now that I'm, you know, making myself be more in touch with, you know, what I feel and what I believe.
Right.
You know, it starts there.
Right. Right. So definitely, you know, that connection. And I also wanted to talk about, you know, miscommunication.
Okay. You know, I hadn't even gotten there yet. Oh, or at all. Like, you took me there.
Yeah, listen. I want to talk about miscommunication and what it does. And, like, how it creates, like, you know, division. And I want to talk about miscommunication, because so many broken relationships and, you know, ended friendships and relationships and stuff with family members, it ends because of miscommunication. And I believe that, honestly, not I believe, but God believes, God, we're all connected. Like, unity, that is what is expected of God, for us to love each other. And I believe that we can all run and say that and da 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 da, but as soon as a person has a different perspective or a different opinion or thought as you, automatically we're divided.
Right. That's really interesting, because so I noticed that even for me, I'm starting to I'm, you know, my little friend Antonio, like, he is one of the first people that I have engaged with, and it's like, I feel like we're similar on a lot of things, but at the same time, it's like there are a lot of things that we differ on. Like, for example, like one time we got into a disagreement, but then at the end of the night, like, we still lay down next to each other. You know, I feel like in a different setting, like, I would have left.
Right.
Like, you know, I would have been like, no, I can't.
Right.
Like,
right.
But it's like, in order to grow, you have to be able to, you know, associate and just experience moment with people who don't look at things the same way that you do. Because then the thing is like, you don't get any checks and balances.
Right.
It's like, you fill yourself with, you know, it's like a story.
Right.
Fairy tale.
Right.
You know, everybody believes this, everybody believes it. But then it's like somebody, oh, okay, well, how about this? And then
in a world where everybody is trying to be the same and be on the same tip, like, I encourage people to be yourself, like, your authentic self, who you really are, like, who you really are, like, that only you and God know. That's like, that's who you're supposed to honor. Like, honor that person. Because that's who you truly are, and that's when you're really going to find fulfillment and happiness, when you're honoring who you truly are. I can't say that I'm going to, you know, jump and do something that's not even my lane and expect to find fulfillment just because somebody I know was blessed in that area. I got to stick to what is for me. You feel me? What's authentic in alignment with who I am. Because then I'm going to catch a blessing and I'm going to fumble it because it was never meant for me in the first place, because I'm trying to be like somebody else.
Exactly. You know? That, yeah. You intercepted that blessing.
Right. So what you said, like, about going, like, how you guys was able to come to terms with y'all disagreement, but y'all still was able to lay down at night and go to bed or whatever y'all did, and, you know, and be at peace with that and be okay with the disagreement. And I believe that that is how we make our relationships work, is by, you know, that is agreeing to disagree.
Yes. And also being okay with putting yourself in that uncomfortable situation, but also making sure that you form relationships with people where that you can create a safe space to express yourself in that way.
And also communicating your needs to others. People right. don't know what your needs are. You have to communicate what your needs are. I thought the whole time I had a communication issue, but in reality, I had a needs and wants issue. I was not being honest with myself about what my needs and wants were. So I couldn't communicate something that I wasn't being honest with myself about.
Exactly.
So me knowing what I really needed as a person and honoring that need, whether I felt like, you know, I deserved it or not, because I go back and forth with myself about that. I now know that I'm deserving of all things. But before, I struggle with that. So, you know, me feeling like I shouldn't even communicate it because I'm not deserving of this need being met.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
How everything is all, like, aligned. And, you know, it's just crazy. So... we're going to wrap that up about communication. We'll probably do a part two before this year ends. But for the majority, I just wanted to, I knew, you know, I told you guys from jump, we running on limited time. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to have a part two for this communication coming soon.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Thank you to my listeners, to the ones who love me, to the ones who support me. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Even the ones who don't support, I love everybody. I'm just I'm just outpouring the love. So, right. Bye, y'all.